Hey guys, it's our podcast!
Woo! We actually started it. We didn't think we'd get here.
Okay, so our podcast is actually going to be about conspiracy theories.
Shocker.
Yeah, for real, we're freaks. And to start out our podcast, every single episode, we're going to have daily knock-knock jokes.
Brought to you by me.
By Cara Dillon.
It was my brilliant idea that Macy tried to steal. Anyway.
All right.
Macy? I have the knock-knock joke.
All right.
Ready, ladies?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Ready's all over you.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Tank.
Tank who?
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
That really wasn't that funny.
That was a good one, Macy. Thank you.
Thank
you.
We so appreciate it.
We really appreciate it.
Today, the first conspiracy theory we're going to talk about.
Wait, okay, let's first explain, okay, we're going to do one conspiracy theory an episode, guys.
Yeah, so it's going to be a series.
Today's is, what's it going to be about, Macy?
Chemtrails.
Chemtrails.
Woohoo! Alrighty, so I'm going to explain what chemtrails are for those who don't know. So, chemtrails are basically the theory that the government, is putting toxic chemicals in the air to, brainwash you, basically.
Honestly, I can see it. Don't come for me, government.
It says various different motivations for this alleged spraying are speculated, including sterilization, reduction of life expectancy, mind control, or weather control.
Wait, is it to brainwash or to kill us?
Probably a mix of both.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Population control.
Honestly,
I mean, look at the coronavirus. People are conspiring that's
you're right. I mean, look at China. They actually have a population control. You know, they have two kids. Like, this is our population control, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, I believe it. It makes sense. Like, you can see them, in the air.
Right.
I wonder if it's, who in the government?
Yeah, I wonder who...
It can't be the president, because there's a new president every...
Yeah, and, not all of them are going to... I feel like it's, a down-low kind of thing. A down-low government.
Supreme
Court. Yeah, that's honestly...
That no one knows about. A new branch of government that no one knows about is involved in the chemtrails.
Who do you think supports it more, Republicans or Democrats? If it's a real thing.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Man, we're getting a political
view. Maybe we should have gone there and do this one.
We probably shouldn't go that far. We don't like politics here.
Yeah, we don't, people.
Okay, so, let's see. So, albedo modification could enable people to add materials into the Earth's atmosphere, basically to reflect more sunlight back into the Earth.
Yeah.
To combat global warming and stuff.
Yeah.
And climate change. So that's what people are linking chemtrails to, basically something like that.
Oh. So is that kind of like a cover up, or is that just like...
I'm not for sure.
That's what I'm kind of thinking, because if they're just like, oh, this is just global warming, blah, 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 you know, like, it's kind of just like a cover-up.
But people are trying to fight global warming.
Exactly. Too. So,
so
maybe that's... No, I'm not going to get into that, because that's also political. Never mind.
political.
I know.
So my thing is, they come out... They don't... I'm going to sound real dumb. Don't judge me. So, do they, they don't come out like regular airplanes.
No, they come...
It's out of jets.
Yeah, it's out of jets. That's because I've noticed that.
It's not you're going to go on the airplane at the airport, go to New York. You're not going to see it on, a regular... It's it's the fast one.
Yeah, it's the fast ones. You know, when your parents always say, look, it's Buzz Lightyear, and you see that stream, that's what we're talking about. That's,
My parents never did that.
No, my parents never did that either. Your
just
parents are
weird. Oh, no, but that's what my parents always told me. They're like, yeah, look, it's Buzz Lightyear, and I was like, oh my gosh! As a kid, I was so excited.
You got some weird parents.
I know, I come from a weird family.
But there's a lot of people saying that there's no proof, really,
right,
for chemtrails.
Well, there's not.
Yeah.
But there is... I mean, that's why it's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, but I can understand,
It's a theory.
It's
not a fact.
It's a theory.
This isn't called conspiracy facts. Guys, we haven't said our name yet.
Oh.
Oh, guys, we're the conspiracy crew.
I'm Macy.
I'm Kara.
And I'm Kennedy.
Shocker.
Shocker.
Yeah, for real.
But a lot of people are saying that for something like this to happen, it would involve a lot of people to do that.
Yeah.
And basically people who try to debunk this theory say that there has to be at least one person who would let this secret slip.
Yeah.
And tell someone about it.
I mean, oh.
Yeah.
I was about to say, they let, like, the Hillary Clinton.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Email stuff slip.
Yeah.
So.
You know, I don't know if this is, like, in the notes or whatever, but what I was thinking, like, what if the Illuminati is doing this because they're a mind-controlling organization?
Ooh.
Like, you know what I mean?
It's like, so weird because, like, different conspiracies all link together.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But a lot of, like, this says that the most common claim for these chemtrails is that they look different than normal contrails on airplanes.
Wait, look up pictures. I want to see a picture.
I'll look up.
You guys can't see it. You can look it up
on your phones at home.
But not at school because those are banned.
Those are banned.
Those are blocked.
I'll look up chemtrails for you and you can see a picture.
Because, like, I've seen them, but I haven't seen different ones.
Right.
See? Yeah. These.
Yeah, that's,
these.
At race, like, races, like NASCAR races, the airplanes that fly over and they have, like, them
streaks behind them.
Yeah. That's basically what chemtrails look like.
Ew, it's so...
I know.
It looks
like they're actually emitting something into the air. That's the thing.
Is it just like gas?
What exactly are in these? It's the...
I'm not exactly sure if it's a conspiracy theory, like, they think it's, like, poison, so no one's gonna know.
Exactly.
Like, but it's probably...
It's kind of like the fluoride in our waters, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I haven't heard that.
You haven't?
Yeah, they put fluoride in the water to clean your teeth, to keep your teeth strong. Like, when I went to the dentist, they would do fluoride treatments to keep, your teeth strong. And I wasn't allowed to eat or drink anything for 30 minutes, but I didn't listen to
that
rule.
How much fluoride do they put in water?
I have no clue.
I think it's very little.
Ew.
Yeah, but it's... I don't know. I feel like...
If we get a water bottle right now, could we look on the thing? It'll say floor...
Is it in normal water bottles? Because I know it's in tap water,
yeah,
but I don't know.
Oh, it's in tap water.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's in normal
water. Sorry,
water
we didn't
bottle.
Specify. But I... Like, that's what I'm thinking of when we're talking about chemtrails. Like, I'm thinking of, like, they put stuff in our waters to keep us healthy, but, like, is it really healthy? Like, that's, like, the chemtrails.
Do scientists call because, like, I just found this article. Like, chemtrails, where did the name come from?
Yeah.
I think it's, like, chemical, like, trails, like, chemical trails.
Yeah.
That's just what I'm guessing. It's sort of an educated guess, but I think it makes sense.
Yeah, 100%.
And this also says that if, like, a chemtrail, like, program existed, and if it was intended to cause harm to people, this says that then people would be trying to, like, people who work there but would be trying to expose it. But the thing... I kind of disagree with that, because if they were working there...
They
want it to happen.
Right. You don't just go off and tell everyone... Like, if you're the organization that's doing this, like, say if it's, like, actually real. Yet again, these are just, theories. They're not facts, so don't...
That keep me up at night.
Kidding.
But if the organization is actually trying to, like, mind control us, they don't want random people knowing. They have to, like, get people that they trust and that have, the same views or whatever... to make sure that no one's actually going to go out and try and expose it.
And here's the thing, too. is it just the United States? Because planes go everywhere.
Right, exactly. They go international.
We need to take a trip outside of the United States and see if there's chemtrails.
Ooh.
Well, like, chemtrail-looking things flying over airplanes. Because, like, none of us have ever been outside the United States.
Right.
So, we don't know.
Yeah.
We would know if these things were true if we flew outside of the United States and there weren't these trails behind certain airplanes.
Right.
That would be cool. If we wanted to go that deep, which we're not.
We just need a sponsor on this video. If you'd like to sponsor us, please go to beep.
Beep.
And put in your money you'd like to give us. Thank you.
Oh,
Thank you. Sponsor our trip outside of the United States.
Well, guys, I think that's the end of our podcast for this one.
Woohoo!
Yeah!
For podcast number one!
So we hope you guys enjoyed. We're going to be...
And come back.
Yeah, please come back. We're going to be diving into some other interesting conspiracy theories. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed.
Bye!
Bye, guys!